I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She lives in a town with many a snowplow, and she's so glad that Juan Dixon isn't here right now. It's Watch What Happens Live with Robin Dixon and Whitney Rose now. Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who's never a fair weather friend to Giselle and another whose friendship with Heather makes bad weather. Please welcome Real Housewife of Potomac, Robin Dixon. Hey, Robin. And Real Housewife of Salt Lake City, Whitney Rose. I mean, the two of you look like sisters,
I know,
oddly.
You know what? I love her because she has, like, she rocks the blonde bob.
Yes.
So do I.
Yeah.
And she's kind of goofy like me.
Yeah.
I see myself in you a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
We're like glam rock Barbies to you.
Yes. Yeah, I like it. Behind the bar, it's a Rose by another name. Say hi to Whitney's husband, Justin Rose. Good to see you, Justin.
Good to be seen.
I mean, that scene of you and Whitney all lubed up in the house is really something. He's having a drink already.
Yeah.
Now, Robin, this is important. Giselle has a spiral staircase leading to nowhere. As someone in the home reno business, what do you make of her MC Escher-like construction project? I mean, is it about to be moved to somewhere else?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think it's trash. But I have to refrain. I have to refrain myself from saying, like, well, what's happening here? What's going
right.
on here? What's going here? Because she's like, I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now the venue in the parking area of Giselle's under that tent
yes.
in the wind.
Yes.
Should you have considered maybe doing it somewhere else?
I suggested that, but uh-huh. Giselle wanted to invite them to her home. So that was the next
best. Outside her home.
But that was okay. The next best thing to being inside her home, just outside her home and looking at her home.
What was your reaction to Wendy leaving Juan out of the couple's trip?
I honestly was just surprised at Wendy's, like, how she was treating me that entire party.
Yes. Party in quotes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Event, party.
Event, yes.
Whatever.
Okay.
So I was really surprised by the way she was treating me.
Yeah.
And I thought we were past all of our issues. And I don't know. Like, I was taken aback by it.
Right.
I got to the point where I was like, I have nothing more to say.
Whitney, that was a wild moment between Meredith and Jen on the mountain. We're going to see more next week. Were you surprised? I mean, it was wild to see Meredith engaging on that level.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
I've never seen her engage like that. She, when she engages, though, she is, like, chills down your spine. She was going to crack that lake for sure. That ice, thought we were all going in.
Whitney, John D. wants to know if you ever questioned or suspect Jen's business practices and your reaction to Jen making a joke tonight about not stealing the women's identities.
So, yeah, I've never questioned if what she was doing was legal or not.
Okay.
I questioned the lifestyle, the amount of money. I always thought she had a sugar daddy.
Okay.
To be honest with you.
That was not Coach Shaw.
No, I honestly thought someone was just giving her money.
The math wasn't math.
Yeah, but okay. Nothing about her life made any sense, really. Yeah.
And the joke about not stealing the women's identities.
I think I have in a text message, I said, are you going to steal my identity?
Wow.
Yeah, because the information she asked for, it was bizarre. For ice fishing.
Do you think Lisa actually had Meredith's back at ice fishing during her freakout?
Yeah, she should follow her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Meredith's son. You don't go after children. And Jen's taken it too far.
All right. Well, Whitney didn't catch a lot of trout tonight, but we're about to go on a fishing expedition that may catch her some flack. It's time to go ice fishing for the truth. We have questions about your friend group. Drop your honest answers. Okay, starting with Jen. Jen claims someone else runs her social media, so do you really believe she had no say in liking the tweets about Brooks?
I do not believe that she had no say.
Okay, next, life is Meredith. Do you believe Meredith when she says she and Seth are genuinely in a much better place in the relationship?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's break through the next one. It is your cousin, Heather. Despite her saying the contrary, do you believe that Heather will someday return to the Mormon church?
I have 50-50 on that one.
Wow, interesting. Okay, bring out the next one. I love an ice fishing motif. It's Mary. Which of your castmates do you think Mary complains about to her mannequin heads the most?
This season, probably me.
Oh, interesting. Okay, last up is, well, I guess by process of elimination, it's Jenny. Do you believe Jenny when she says she was not attracted to her husband's face, only his body?
That was a little rude, but I do believe it because Dewey is an amazing man, and I'm sure he got Jenny, so he must have something going on down there.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay, wait, one more. We forgot Lisa Barlow, of course. Lisa's friendship with Meredith is being called into question. Who's a better friend to the other, Lisa or Meredith?
Meredith to Lisa.
All right. Thank you very much, Whitney Rose. When Grace attempted to back up Candace's car tonight, Robin was a gracious passenger along for the bumpy ride. But how will she do when backing up Giselle and her past actions? Oh, Robin, I'm going to present you with controversial things your bestie has said or done. Tell us, was it reasonable or shady? We're playing the game from your event. Was Giselle wearing the free Uncle Ben shirt to Karen's press conference reasonable or shady?
That was shady as hell. I told her not to do it.
Okay. Was it reasonable or shady for Giselle to forbid certain people from using the bathroom in her home?
Shady as hell. I told her not to do it.
Was it reasonable or shady for Giselle to ask Ashley if she and Michael have to use Viagra after learning how much older he is?
Shady.
Okay. Was it reasonable or shady for Giselle to say Ray wanted to be with Giselle's business partner, Erica, and lick her up and down and around?
I quote. That's reasonable.
Really? Okay, was it reasonable or shady? You're surprising me here. Reasonable or shady for Giselle to question why Candace's music video shoot couldn't have been filmed in any of the parking lots she passed while driving over?
That's reasonable because it was a long drive.
Okay, reasonable or shady for Giselle to bring up the rumors about Eddie cheating while on camera?
I say reasonable. Just because the cameras are there doesn't mean that we should not talk about it.
Was it reasonable or shady for Giselle to push Candace to get a prenup with Chris?
That's reasonable.
All right, thank you very much. They weren't all shady. Whitney, the consequence of dropping that cake wasn't just humiliation. A special guest is making a stop by the clubhouse, and this icing queen is ready to get her just desserts. Also, she sounds related to you. It's time for Revenge of the Shady Cake. Go, Shady Cake.
Hi, ladies. Who's ready to get blown away by these questions?
Okay, Shady Cake. What's your first question?
Whitney, Which housewife from another city have you met that was less of a rose and more of a prick?
Oh.
Shady cake.
That is very shady cake. Fortunately, all the housewives I've met have been wonderful.
All right, Shady Cake, you have a question for Robin?
Robin.
Yes.
Do you honestly believe Candace is paying for her entire mortgage without Mama Dorothy's help?
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Shady Cake. Do we believe her, Shady Cake? I don't know. Okay, what's your question for Whitney?
Whitney, despite her overdone reunion glow, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Lisa's spray tan skills this year?
Let's just say she didn't learn anything from the reunion.
Oh, okay, Shady Cake, your last question.
Robin, in your opinion, what is the worst thing about Giselle's new home?
Oh my God! Shady Cake, I would have preferred for the West Wing to be of the same material as the rest of the house.
Wow. Thank you, Shady Cake.
That was the icing on the cake. Bye.
Okay, let's take questions from our virtual audience. Here's Corey and Hunter from Salt Lake City. What's your question for Robin?
But our question for Robin is, you blew up at Ashley in season 1 because of rumors that she heard about Juan specifically. Mm-hmm. And now Wendy's going through the same reaction and you tell her to calm down and ignore it. So do you feel that that's hypocritical?
So there's a few things going on there. First of all, at the Williamsburg house, I was drunk. Don't forget, I took like 6 shots and I'm drunk, and Wendy comes in and she's like accusing us of doing stuff, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So you can't take a drunk person's reaction as like solid gold. But secondly, when Ashley was, you know, spreading rumors, she was going around a party and going from person to person to person to person saying, hey, Juan did this, Juan did that. That didn't happen with Wendy. And so, thirdly, I think it's a thing of, I've been on this show for 6 seasons. I understand the nature of the beast. Maybe I didn't understand the nature of the beast in season 2. I didn't know what I signed up for, to be honest. It wasn't a housewife show
right.
when we signed up. So there's a number of things. I didn't know what I signed up for. Wendy came on season 5. She knew what she signed up for.
All right. Lauren from Annapolis has a question for Whitney. Lauren, what is it?
Do you think Heather is making a big mistake in rekindling her friendship with Jen? And do you find it odd how quickly she was able to move on from her calling her a racist and a sea mammal?
You know, as Heather's girl, that was hard for me to digest. But the situation with Jen, it's very difficult. It's very tricky. I think it changes day by day. The more information we get, the more we learn and hear. So we all have a choice to make of how we want to show up. And I think everyone's doing the best they can. Heather is a ride or die, and that's what she's choosing to do. So I will support her in that. I hope she doesn't ever have a day where she needs to regret or regret backing her up. But I admire Heather's loyalty.
All right. Thank you, virtual audience. I found out during the commercial break, you're really into Salt Lake.
Yes.
And you're really into Beverly Hills.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on what's happening with the whole Erica of it all?
I kind of wish people would show Erica a little more like grace and understanding. I think what she's going through is very, very, very difficult. And to do that while filming, I can't even imagine having to show up to every scene and answer questions about stuff that's legally an issue. So mm-hmm. I just want to give her a little bit more grace, a little more understanding. And I think she's not reacting the way people want her to.
Do you know? Have you met her?
I've
met her. Did
you
meet her at my baby shower?
Yes. And I thought she was the sweetest. She actually invited Giselle and I out to drinks with the Beverly Hills ladies later.
So we rode
in.
Did you go?
We rode in a car with her. She was so hospitable, so sweet. So I am totally supportive of her just because I know this is not easy what she's dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And were you a Housewives fan before you joined? Yes?
I was a housewife junkie.
Really?
Yeah. Watched Potomac from season 1, New York, New Jersey, Atlanta.
Really? So how surreal for you then to wind up on the show?
crazy.
Yeah.
I still pinch myself. Like, I must have manifested this.
I still pinch myself.
Wow.
Like, six seasons in, I still pinch myself.
I do. Whitney, you mentioned that you want your sex life to become less robotic. Hey, bartender. Well, luckily, the clubhouse is equipped with the world's most... nice little robot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We are equipped with the world's most analog aid. It is time for DeWheel Breakers. Here's our DeWheel. I'm going to spin it. Wherever it lands, Robin and Whitney, tell me if you're into it. Justin, please take notes. Okay, here we go. Okay. Making a personal sex tape. Are you into it?
Yeah.
You both are into it.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Justin, write it down.
I'm writing that down.
Okay. Justin, are you into it?
Absolutely.
Wow. Now, don't go hacking my phone now.
Pegging.
I don't know what that is, so no.
It is when your man wants a, like this up his bum.
Oh,
no.
Pass.
Strap it on. You strap it on and peg him.
I probably would.
Justin, it's going to be a big night in New York City tonight.
Yes, it is.
All right. Oh, my God. Referring to your partner's genitals by a pet name.
Yes.
I used to call him Shaka Khan.
Oh, okay.
Kind of random. I know.
Do you have a pet name for one?
Basket and Ball.
Maybe. Basket and Ball. Okay. Swingers parties.
No.
No.
Okay.
Despite the rumors.
Yes,
no.
Despite the rumors.
I'm way too jealous.
Right, okay. The thrill of getting having sex in public.
Been there, done that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Can you name one place you've...
Like at my high school.
Really?
I mean, not while I was in.
Oh, okay.
But like we visited my high school.
Wow, fun.
Yes.
And you?
Been there, done that.
Wow. Any place you want to share?
Outside of our workplace.
Wow. Okay. Justin is turning a light shade of rose. Threesomes. No.
Been there, done that.
It depends. You just can't know the person.
You just can't know the person. Right, not too many strengths. Again, Justin, it is shaping up to be a wild night in New York City.
That's surprising me as well. So.
That's surprising you.
Uh-oh.
And is it surprising you in a good way?
Actually, I don't know. I haven't even had a chance to think about it.
Okay, well,
Definitely surprised.
You guys have a lot to talk about tonight. Okay, here we go. Baby talk in the bedroom.
No.
Get out of
here.
Joining the Mile High Club.
No, it's... Germs.
On a private jet, maybe.
On a private jet, handcuffed and blindfolded to the bed.
Yeah. I'm ready for that now.
Okay, very good. Robin, what did you make of Ray getting that text and then Karen calling the woman? What was your reaction to that?
I think that was like a spam call.
I don't. But it was someone, didn't someone text and say baby?
I think they had the wrong number.
Okay.
I don't think it was for him.
Okay. Whitney, your reaction when you heard that Mary and Robert Sr. spent the pandemic apart?
Wasn't surprised.
You were not surprised?
Was not surprised. No.
Robin, was it messy of Mia to poke at Candace and Chris's working relationship, or were her questions valid?
It was messy to do that with her mom in the parking lot of her music video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were the questions valid?
I was curious myself.
Okay. Reasonably shady.
Yeah.
It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Tonight on Salt Lake City, Meredith had an epic storm out, or a storm out as epic as walking on ice will allow. So tonight I'm counting down the top 5 most awkward walk-offs on Bravo. At number 5, the only wilder confrontation than Bethany and Kelly's sit down is what happened when they ran into each other later on foot. This is so awkward.
This is you. This is me. We don't talk.
And I'm here because why?
I'm not talking to you. I don't want to know you.
Have to.
You have a great life. Later. You need to chill out. You are so inappropriate.
I'm completely calm. I'm absolutely calm.
Oh my God, you're so crazy. I gotta go on date. Bye.
Okay, never gets old. Coming in at number 4, it's Rinna's walk back to the reunion after the walk off where she ran smack into Kim.
I'm gonna walk away for just a second. Where is she? I
bet.
No. That was the most humiliating thing that's ever happened to me, and I will not accept this.
Okay, she will not accept it. Kelly Bensimone makes the list again at number 3. Here she is rocking the boat on Scary Island.
You can't feel your debt.
I don't want to do this.
So then just don't say anything.
You guys can enjoy all your banter and your, like, vile behavior. Enjoy that.
Now she has to wait for the door.
You seem a little bit sweet.
She's like, you're demented.
We're not demented.
Yes, you are. You're demented.
No, you're
see ya.
Demented.
Okay. At number 2, Joao tried to walk off the Below Deck Mad Reunion through our secret door here in the clubhouse. Keyword, try.
Joao, would you say you're still in love with Brooke?
Like,
clearly he's moved to tears about you. I mean, that must mean something. Well, come back.
He didn't know how to open the secret door. He came in it, but he didn't know how to open it. There's no better walk-off than the one Vicky Gunvalson made, but couldn't even see. Here she is exiting the hotel in Iceland.
Vicky? Why is that over her head?
Sweetheart. Are you kidding me? I think she's Michael Jackson.
What's going on?
She just came out with a robe over her head.
Vicky.
Don't sleep on that one as a Halloween costume, folks. I want to thank Robin, Whitney, and Justin for being here. Tomorrow night, it's Malia White and David Pasco at 10 after Below Deck Med. See you guys later. Thank you so much. Watch our after show now on Twitter Live.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right. We are back with Robin Dixon and Whitney Rose and Justin Rose. So now that Karen's given you her 3-wick candles, can you confirm, are 3 wicks better than one?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
They just smell up the room better.
Okay.
Whether the room is small or big.
Okay. Whitney, Pamela Kay wants to know why you didn't just give up on the cake. It was obviously trying to make a run for it.
I don't give up, Andy.
Wow, you really don't. Robin, how is your depression and how are things with Juan?
So I'm feeling a lot better thanks to, honestly, a lot of the viewers of the show who have shown so much support and understanding, and actually so many people could relate to what I was going through, and it kind of like energized me. Like, you know what, I got this, let me keep going. And Juan kind of regretted being so harsh on me. I think he was so used to me being like holding everything down, doing everything. He wasn't used to seeing me not handling things the way I normally do.
Yeah.
And he kind of realized, like, oh, okay, this is a little deeper than so. Yeah.
All right, let's go back to our virtual audience. Mallory from Texas has a question for Robin. What is it, Mallory?
Hi, y'all. I have a question for Robin. Robin, given your financial history, are you and Juan nervous that you are $100,000 over budget on your house?
I promise you, I think I have PTSD from money problems. I'm nervous about money like every day. So yeah, I think about money all the time.
All right, Diane from Rochester, what's your question for Whitney Rose?
Hi, Amber. Hi, Whitney. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Amber.
Whitney, what did you think about Meredith's cheeky comment about not talking about her family when she was asked about tipping off the feds on Jen? And do you think Meredith actually called them?
Well, you're gonna have to stay tuned for that one. But I, when it comes to kids, it's off limits. So I think Meredith, should stand up for herself and stand up for Brooks. Do I think Meredith tipped off the feds? It kind of looks that way, but no, I don't think she was the one that called.
Whitney, how are things with your dad?
I still have not heard from my dad. It's been 1 year on Saturday.
I'm so sorry to hear. So sorry to hear that.
But I do hear, Andy, that he's well.
Good.
Meaning he's okay.
Right. Good.
Wow.
He's
good.
Accounted for.
We wish him well. Maggie S. from Chicago said, Robin, do you think there's been too much focus on what Giselle said in response to Ray's comment to her and not enough of a reaction to Ray basically telling Giselle to find a man before she loses her looks? How is that not being brought
yes,
up?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it was a completely misogynistic comment. And then the comments just, you know, saying, oh, you don't have a man, so you're less worthy. Like, all of that stuff is just ridiculous, and it's unfortunate. And so, yes, does anyone really think that Giselle wished death on Ray? Anyone? Clap. Thank you.
All right. We're going to leave it there. I want to thank Robin and Whitney and Justin. Thanks for being here. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.